Welcome to The Kessel Run, where we bring you all the latest news from a galaxy far, far away in less than 12 parsecs. My name is Danny from SuperPowerFanCast.com. Today we're going to start the show off with just something a little bit different, talking actually potential spoilers, rumors, things for Star Wars The Last Jedi. You may have seen it kind of circling the internet of Captain Phasma's latest rumor. So we all know she was extremely underused in The Force Awakens, really a throwaway character, which was a shame because Gwendolyn Christie is absolutely awesome, and that character was played up so much throughout the trailers and through advertising that Phasma seemed like she was going to be really a force to be reckoned with. Instead, we get treated to a cheesy trash compactor scene, basically, where she gives the code, she folds. I mean, just the whole thing was just bad. That would be my one complaint with Force Awakens, because I really wanted to see something cool out of Phasma. But we may actually get our time yet. Now, this is just a little tidbit thing. It's not pivotal. It's not story ruining or anything like that. So the latest rumor actually comes from MakingStarWars.net, which I don't know how reliable they are, but I have heard where they kind of release potential spoilery kind of things from time to time. They are actually saying from an unknown source, the unknown source actually said themselves, "You are going to love Captain Phasma's spear in The Last Jedi. She looks killer." So, Captain Phasma with a spear. So, she had an awesome gun in the first one that, I mean, I don't even remember if it actually was used. Well, it was kind of used on her almost. I think that'd be kind of neat to kind of see a different kind of thing. My only concern is it may turn her into like a castaway kind of thing, because we really don't know the state of her after getting off the Starkiller base, if she got off. Well, obviously she got off. But we really don't know what's going on past that. And so it would be interesting to see her kind of take a different turn, maybe a Boba Fett kind of bounty hunter going after Finn, because technically he's the only one that knows what happened on Starkiller Base. And so, because you got Han, unfortunately did not last throughout the end of the movie. We've all seen that. Chewie, who speaks Wookiee, I mean, who's he really going to tell? And Finn is pretty much the only threat. And so I see her kind of maybe going after Finn as far as trying to get retribution for what he did to her and pretty much almost ruining her. Now, the spear has been shown in, or spears, obviously, have been shown throughout Star Wars. I mean, you have the Ewoks, which I doubt that's the kind of spear that we're looking at. You also have the Royal Imperial Guards that are seen in Empire Strikes Back and anywhere Darth Vader or the Emperor go, the Red Guards. That's something that could be possible. So are we going to see Phasma with a promotion? I doubt it, but we'll have to wait to see when Star Wars Last Jedi comes out. We have more Star Wars cast members coming to Star Wars Celebration Orlando. Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO in the Star Wars series, has been added to the roster, as well as Riz Ahmed, who plays the beloved Bodhi Rook from Rogue One. Both will be available for photos and autographs throughout the celebration. And keep checking back for more news from SuperPoweredFanCast.com and StarWarsCelebration.com. Feels like there's more coming out every single week, almost every single day. So definitely stay tuned. Marvel is bringing us a brand new Darth Vader series coming this June that'll show us the Sith Lord right after Revenge of the Sith, his rise, as well as the construction of his lightsaber. The writer for the series, Charles Soule, had this to say: "In my head, I call this book Vader Year One. While the Sith Lord does exist prior to the start of this book, during the final act of Revenge of the Sith, I think this is where his story really begins." You can read more of the interview on StarWars.com and watch out for the series coming this June from Marvel. Tomorrow, the infamous showdown between Darth Maul and Obi-Wan Kenobi continues on Star Wars Rebels with the episode Twin Suns. We got a preview earlier this week showing Darth Maul going across the sands of Tatooine looking for Kenobi, saying that he can feel him nearby, just crying out his name. Really just driven by hatred and revenge, something that's been stewing all the way from Phantom Menace into the Clone Wars series, and we could finally see it come to a head on Star Wars Rebels. I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see this episode. This is one of my favorite conflicts that have been throughout the Star Wars series. I love Darth Maul. I think he was very underused in Phantom Menace, but everything that they've done with him through Clone Wars, even into Rebels with his relationship with Ezra, I absolutely love. I think it's great. I love Darth Maul as a character. And to finally see Obi-Wan Kenobi show up on Rebels, I'm thoroughly excited. So definitely watch out for that. It'll be tomorrow, Saturday. Don't miss it. And last but not least, we have our fan film of the week. Now, this fan film was the winner of the 2016 Filmmaker Select Award at Star Wars Celebration in Europe. It was chosen by a panel of judges that included Rogue One, Star Wars Stories director Gareth Edwards, executive producer John Knoll of Industrial Light and Magic, and co-producer John Swartz. This fan film shows the gritty tale of a loyal Imperial stormtrooper who is forced to confront his past in the heat of an epic battle. From Unbox Films and directors The Brothers Ed comes TK-436, A Stormtrooper Story. Thank you so much for watching The Kessel Run. My name is Danny from SuperpoweredFanCast.com. You can find me on Twitter at SuperpoweredFan, Facebook SuperpoweredFanCast.com, as well as email me at SuperpoweredFanCast@gmail.com. Send me your fan film submissions. Let's talk some Star Wars. We will have an episode out every single Friday, so stay tuned. And until then, may the Force be with you.